Kenneth Tomlinson, who stepped down as chairman of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting earlier this year, is now leaving the CPB board altogether. Tomlinson resigned today in anticipation of the results of an internal investigation. He had been accused by critics of overstepping his authority and political meddling in public television and radio. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been covering this story and joins us now. And David, tell us about this resignation. What happened?
Well, Ken Tomlinson left the chair in September, but he still had a year left on the board. And now today he's resigned a year early. And the board has sort of issued this cryptic statement. It said, we very much honor the work that Mr. Tomlinson has done. We honor his work and that we don't feel that he acted in any way, the line they said, is maliciously or with any intent to harm CPB. Sort of soft-spoken, but at the same time kind of a blunt effect. He's been forced out. They've said that's in the best interest. And they also said that they are a little concerned with the acts of key staff members to fail to inform them of things that went wrong. They haven't explained what those acts actually are.
Now, when we talk about his critics accusing him of political meddling, walk us through what those accusations have been, what he did, and why it was so problematic.
Well, there's a bunch of them, and it's probably key to think about what the role is of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They're a private corporation that essentially funnels about $400 million a year to various arms of public broadcasting, NPR and its member stations included. They're supposed to serve as having oversight to make sure the money's well spent, but also as a heat shield to insulate those public broadcasting arms from political meddling. Well, in this case, Mr. Tomlinson felt that, as he put it, that NPR and PBS failed to offer politically balanced programming. So he took a number of initiatives. He very heavily promoted the creation of a show featuring the conservative editorial writers of the Wall Street Journal to appear on PBS each week. He pushed for a significant number of officials for CPB to be hired from the White House with strong Republican ties. He hired a friend as a monitor to check out four PBS and NPR programs to check them for political balance. It was interesting, this monitor then determined that those who criticized the president should be designated as liberals. Among those people were cited as Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. So Democrats on the Hill pushed for an investigation to ask, is this appropriate? Has he stepped over his authority? And that's what prompted this internal inquiry.
In anticipation of that report. Now, the inspector general who's been conducting this investigation, very little is leaked out about what he has found, what's in this report. What's going on there, and when will we know? When will we learn about it?
Well, that's right. He's put it off a number of times. It's initially thought that it might be during the summer. Then they were promised on the Hill to get full briefings in September. We're now in November. We're hearing that the date is November 15th. And you're right. Things have not leaked out in terms of his findings. Kenneth Cones is the inspector general of CPB, seems intent on testing each allegation to see where it goes. However, we've spoken to a number of people with ties, current and former ties to CPB, and his questions seem to very much focus on whether he informed the board and key officials of
Kenneth Tomlinson, that
absolutely, Mr. Tomlinson, to inform the board and key officials about the hirings of significant figures. For example, the CEO used to be the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. The question is whether that process was followed appropriately, whether the hiring of Monitor and other folks were done within the standards set up for the CPB itself.
And David, briefly, when this report comes out, what then? These people that you're mentioning are still in place. There's still the CEO of the board is there now.
Well, the board itself is sort of dominated by, in a sense, Republican-appointed allies of Mr. Tomlinson, and it's not clear what direction they'll take. Clearly, as they said, they felt it was in the best interest of CPB to get past this by removing Mr. Tomlinson, and he assented to that. You know, on the Hill, there could be hearings. It's not clear that the Democrats who've been critical of Mr. Tomlinson have support up there for that. It is indicated strongly in this statement that in some way they will be pointing to procedures and also in the activities of former officials. It may be that they just want to move beyond this as quickly as possible.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thanks very much.
Good to join you.